This is Rich. I just wanted to ask something. It's been something that's been going on for a while now, and I don't know what the resolution is going to be or what it could possibly be, but as far as any operator that self-fills, we don't have anybody that fixes the vending machines at the current time. We used to use Kevin, and I was under the impression that Servomation was coming in and they were going to take on the responsibility of doing that, but I've had three machines that have had major issues for well over a month, and with my field draft assistance, we've been trying to get Servomation to come down here and work with us on it, and they say that they're just way too busy to get down here. And I can't even remember when I first put it out there for the first machine. It may even be a month and a half ago. I just don't know what to do. I don't know who else to contact. I mean, we had Kevin, and Kevin like bailed on us, and then it just kind of has spiraled it from there. But I don't know if you can point me in the right direction here or something, because I have a machine that's completely down. I have a machine that can barely be used because people can't get the product, and I have a machine that's spitting money everywhere. So I'm not sure what to do.
Yeah, no, Rich, I understand. Unfortunately, I don't know what to do either, because Frank had a similar issue. He went down the Rolodex, from what I understand, in trying to identify a repair company. I've looked into a couple, and we ended up landing again back to Servomation. Unfortunately, in having conversation with Servomation, having a vending machine tech is like gold. There just isn't anymore. You know what I mean? It's almost a dying trade. And so when you can find someone with the experience, they're being grabbed up internally by some of these companies like a Servomation. What I can do is I can, you know, have a side separate conversation with Servomation and see if I can get you on their schedule. But as of right now, I don't have a solution to this. In the case with Frank, Servomation did end up coming by at some point to, I believe, repair or replace whatever part was necessary. But he shared the same frustrations. But at the end of the day, it was Servomation that was our saving grace. I'll continue to look to see. And like I said, I'll have a conversation with Steve Emma to see if maybe we can fit you in. Can you do me a favor, Rich? Send me an email as to exactly what's wrong and which machine, so I can have better.
Well, I will say that Dave spoke with Steve last week. I want to say it was Wednesday of last week. So I mean, okay, we're going another week here, and he said he was going to try to get somebody out here. So my biggest concern is that, you know, the school's going to come down here and say, "Hey, we're getting a lot of complaints about these vending machines. Students can't use them. They can't get snacks at 6:30 at night when, you know, the cafeteria's closed." So I'm just trying to see what I can do.
No, absolutely. And like I told Frank, because he asked me, he goes, "If I find somebody, can I be reimbursed?" I'm like, "If you can find somebody, absolutely." Like, but then he came back and said, "I can't find anyone." You know what I mean? And I understood it, because I checked online and so forth, and I couldn't find anyone. So it was kind of like I had to keep poking at, you know, Servomation, like, "Hi, I know you didn't forget about us, but just checking in. And eventually the check-in worked. So I'll keep my eyes open for any company. And I just ask that everyone, let's make this a collective effort. If you know someone that has a legit business, obviously, if you want me to reimburse you, they got to have a legit business.
You got a friend.
Yeah, exactly. You got a friend. I mean, okay, you got to play around with it. But if you want me to reimburse you, that friend's got to have a tax ID number. I'll be able to assist for sure in reimbursing or getting them on board.
Hey guys, this is Shelly. Got a question for you, Tyrell.
Mm-hmm.
On one of my vending loops, there was a company who was, in essence, providing meals. They're no longer going to be doing that moving forward. Now, how would I get my building to, like, get my building to contact you guys, or just wait until, because they never did an RFP or anything. That's why we weren't on the radar. But now that particular collaboration is no longer, or gonna fall away soon. So do I just have them contact Tracy, you, or have you get more details?
Yeah, no, because right now I don't know what it is, but yeah, you can have them contact me, so I can kind of identify exactly what was going on and maybe what we can do to resume.
If there's not right to resume, or if not, it's just not gonna be viable. I just figured they had it, and every time I go there, the cooler is empty. But they were saying it's because it got too expensive, and they just aren't using it anymore.
So well, I'm more curious as to who's violating our right. First and foremost, right. Followed by how can we assist. But I'd like to get more information because I'm not aware of this outside company in which provided. I do know of a company that's been providing some meals. They were protein specific meals or what have you. We've had conversations with them, but I don't know if it's the same company. So
what
if
town?
You gather some.
What town? Can you remember offhand the town?
It's a couple towns. West Hartford, New Haven, yeah. Waterbury. If you can get some more information.
It was New Britain. I'm going to get my contact to see if she has anything for me.
Okay.
All
right.
Hello?
Dave, I'm going to mute you, Dave.
I got to... Tyrell.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to ask a question.
Go ahead. Oh, I thought
that
you were
wasn't
the
his phone.
Oh, sorry, Dave.
That's okay. Any updates on Danbury Prison?
No. I'm going to follow up with them. They have been very distant with us because, quite frankly, they don't appear to want us to resume, and they're making it very challenging to set dates and meetings in regards to the conversation. But I'll follow up on the top of the year, fresh year, put a little more pressure on them to see if we can, get into there and see exactly what the roles and responsibilities will be required to do so. It's a weird situation because, again, the CEOs kind of operate. It's weird. They operate they oversee the vending operation in some weird way, and there's money shared with their CEO club, and now once we step in, they won't get anything, and they just are being very unresponsive. So I may have to push this a little harder with our legal to see if we can open up further conversations.
Okay,
it's sensitive in the sense that because if we don't play ball with them in a manner in which they mutually agree with our operation, they can, let's just say, I'll follow back up with that.
Yeah, that's okay, it's good. Thank you.
I'll follow back up with that.
All right, thank you very much.
Anything else for Open Forum? Is that a yes? All right. Well, thanks, everyone. We have to adjourn, but I'm just saying we went a little over today, but that's because we had some difficulty getting in. So thanks for everyone being patient, getting on this call, and your attention during the call. That being said, if a committee member would like to give a motion to adjourn.
I shall make a motion that we adjourn today's meeting.
Can I get a second?
Dave, I'll second it.
All right, motion made by Shelley, seconded by Dave. All those in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say no. Motion carries. Thank you for all attending, and we'll see you in March, if not before. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.